With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Hurricane Milton is hurling tornadoes and rain at the U.S. West Coast on its steady, potentially catastrophic march toward Florida's West Coast. Florida officials on Wednesday issued a final plea to residents to evacuate or face grim odds of survival. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan in Miami says portions of the west coast of Florida could see a devastating storm surge.
From Anna Maria Island down to Boca Grande, that's areas like Manatee, Sarasota, down to the Charlotte County area. 10 to 15 feet of inundation above ground level expected somewhere in that area. North of that, 8 to 12 feet, including the Tampa Bay region up to Anclote River. South of that area, down to Bonita Beach, Sanibel Island, Fort Myers Beach, Charlotte Harbor, 8 to 12 feet of inundation expected.
The hurricane has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm, but is still considered a grave threat to life and property. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu held their first call in weeks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The conversation between the two leaders came as Israel expands its ground incursion into Lebanon and considers how to respond to Iran's recent ballistic missile attack. The White House says Vice President Harris also joined the call. President Biden supports Israel's right to defense, but also has been working to secure a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's office confirmed that the prime minister had recently spoken with former President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Social Security recipients are expected to receive a smaller cost of living increase in January than in recent years as inflation moderates. The Social Security Administration will announce the increase Thursday. In advance, the analysts are forecasting a 2.5% increase for 2025. This is SRN News. All over America, there's a war over how culture has negatively impacted people of faith. The Christian nonprofit legal organization First Liberty Institute is ramping up efforts to defend Americans in their workplaces. Nathan Shackelford is spokesman for the F3 program launched this past April by First Liberty. He says there are multiple challenges facing believers in their places of employment.
Hey, I work for this big company. What can I do with my faith? If they're asking me to work every Sunday, is there a way that I can ask for religious accommodation? Or hey, if I'm a nurse and I don't want to perform any kind of abortion-related procedures, is there a way that I cannot do that? And so in the workplace, knowing what your rights are and knowing when your faith comes into conflict in your work, what you do to resolve that.
Shackelford adds, from job sites to college campuses, his group is ready to protect religious freedom throughout the U.S. More information at firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks set more record highs after the latest wild swears for Chinese stocks. Left few ripples in markets worldwide. The S&P rose 0.7% and beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 1% and likewise set its own record. The NASDAQ composite gained 0.6%. The relatively calm movements on Wall Street followed another manic day in China. Stocks in Shanghai tumbled to their worst loss since February of 2020. That was amid disappointment that the Chinese government is not offering more stimulus for the world's second largest economy. The Dow was up 431 points today to close at 42,512. The NASDAQ gained 108 to 18,291. The S&P added 41 points to 5,792. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.